Cress.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you're just sitting down.
I'm just sitting down.
Hi.
I've got I'm feeling pepped. I'm feeling good because I've just done a 5K personal best. Don't want to brag.
Right.
But I've just run the fastest any human has run in the small area that I live in.
Oh. And how do you know that's the case? And how fast is that?
I just feel it.
Right.
Answer to how I know it's the case.
How long did it take you? How many minutes?
24 minutes, 25 seconds to go a distance of sank kilometres, which in English is 5 kilometres.
Yes, we do everything in French, then English on this podcast.
That's right.
Well done. That is a good time.
Oh.
24 minutes is good.
Well, it was longer than 24 minutes, but...
Oh.
Thank you. All the same. Look, I'm out of breath and I feel like I'm going to physically die. Welcome to Nullpois.
Nullpois is shameful.
Nullpois is lack of respect for viewers.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nullpois is no fun.
Yes, indeed. And whilst Martin gets his breath back, hello.
What do you think of the theme tune there, by the way?
Oh,
that
sorry.
That was me on the keyboard.
It was you? What do you mean?
Listen, I've got the keyboard here, right? You can just play the...
It just sounds like you're tapping your desk.
No, it
doesn't sound like a keyboard. I could do that. Look, I've got a keyboard. That's my keyboard.
What are you talking about? It's the noise.
It just sounds like you're touching a desk.
Listen.
Oh, well, that sounds a bit more... Yeah, before you just went, look, I've got a keyboard.
Yeah. Well, anyway, look, I reckon we can put that to good use. That's gone absolutely spiffingly.
Yes, I did like the theme tune. It was very nice. It was lovely. You did a good rendition of it. How long did that take you?
I'd rather not say. more time than it should have done. That's how long.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We do put a lot of time into this podcast.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Some of it goes to waste.
All of it goes to waste.
No. But yes, welcome to Nullpois, Eurovision fan podcast with myself, Laura, and the good old Martin over there.
Yes, and here we are, and we've got things to talk about. We here in the UK, and specifically England, because now apparently we're 4 different countries, we have got some very, very bad news, which is that we're about to go back into lockdown, as is quite a lot of Europe. And I think this is, to put a more sort of serious tack on it for a second, it does feel a bit like Groundhog Day. A lot of Europe is going through this at the moment, rising cases of coronavirus, and it does feel like we're back where we were in March. And Europe really needs some good news at the moment.
That's right. It certainly does. Well... Junior Eurovision is at the end of this
month. Yeah. There's going to be parties in the street if they were allowed.
They were allowed, which they aren't.
No.
So that's something to look forward to, guys. 29th of November. We're hoping to have a chat with a couple of guests about that. If you're interested in joining us in the chat about Junior Eurovision, do get in touch. If you're a fan of it, because I have to admit, I have never watched a full Junior Eurovision before. Have you, Martin?
No, I haven't. In fact, to be honest, last year when we were talking about Junior Eurovision for the first time, was the first time really I'd paid any attention to it at all. I'd known it was the thing. I knew it had taken place. I couldn't have told you anything about it. Now I've got a little bit more of an idea of the countries to watch, because I think it's slightly different from the main contest in that there's different countries that are well known for doing well. So for example, in the main contest you'd think, oh, Sweden, they usually put in a good performance. Well, it's usually Poland that often does really, really well in Junior Eurovision.
Yes, that's true. Last year, Poland, Vicky Gabor won for Poland in Junior Eurovision. I think Sweden still does okay, but I think compared to the main event where it's pretty much they're normally one of the top five. So, hey, don't worry, everybody. There's that to look forward to when lockdown hits. But in all seriousness, yes, obviously it would be nice to have more things like that to look forward to. Fingers crossed.
Tell you what, it'd be nicer.
Yes.
Just a little vaccine. That'd be nice.
Just a little vaccine would be nice. and let's just hope this doesn't, because of it coming now, this still means, you know, we outlined in a previous podcast the different plans for Eurovision at the moment, our, my prediction, my slightly more pessimistic prediction than yours about there being no audience there whatsoever, looks slightly more likely just with what's going on at the moment. But we'll see. We'll see. There's still time. There's still time, people. So let's not be all grumpy Martin yet.
Why are you bringing me into it?
Because you were so grumpy about it.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, in other news, let's bring you some... I think we need a theme tune for this. Hold on. This is the non-news of the week. I can do a... Hold on. Let me go over here and do it.
Oh, off he goes. He's...
The non-news of the week. There we are.
Yeah, very good. That was excellent.
This is the non-news that 41 countries are going to be participating in the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes. Well, blow me down!
What? Yes, because obviously 41 countries were participating at Eurovision 2020, and surprise, surprise, 41 will be participating at Eurovision 2021. I suppose you could argue maybe not all of them would have wanted to take part, but yeah, no, they do. So they're all back again next year. The whole gang back again.
Shall I read the list out?
Yeah, go on then, if you want to do it.
Just how long... Okay, no, time me. See, let's see how quick I can read all 41 countries out.
Okay, let me just get my phone 1 second.
This will add to the tension. This will boost the
tension
listener numbers.
Of what? What do you mean?
This is like excitement. This is like a contest. You've had
Eurovision
2020.
Like a song contest?
Yeah, you've had,
okay.
This is it.
Okay,
you ready?
3, 2, 1. Go!
Albania, Armenia, Australia, Austria, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Belgium, Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Georgia, Germany, Greece, Iceland, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Malta, Moldova, North Macedonia, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Russia, San Marino, Serbia, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Ukraine, United Kingdom!
Just under 20 seconds there. Just under 19.88. I think I could do better than that, but... We're not going to say it twice, so...
No. Maybe we'll try again later.
Yes, maybe try it. There you go. Well done, Martin. Well done. And that's all the 41.
And thanks so much for listening to our non-news of the week. Good.
Thank you. Now for some news of the week. We talk a little bit about the OGAE here, which is the sort of official fans group of Eurovision. It's where all the official sort of fan things go on.
Organisation générale actuellement de la blanche voile de Europe.
Yes, that's it. Mm. Yes, that's right. And they have many little contests, the OGAE. But one of them is simply, they have like a second chance thing where they look at songs that didn't win but should have done. But this one is just called the OGAE Song Contest. And it's an interesting one, this. It's basically an annual event where all members across the organisation, etc., compete with an original song released in their country. So it's not a Eurovision song. The song has to have been released in the previous year and be mostly sung in one of the country's national languages. Now, it may come as no surprise in that case that the UK does quite well, because obviously all the other countries have to have it mainly in their language, which I think is a little unfair. Mm. Because obviously, I mean, so the UK won this year with Dua Lipa. And Physical.
And won by quite some margin as well.
By quite some margin, yeah. And I think the thing, 213 points compared to Spain, which came second. Blas Canto, though, for Spain.
I know, Frosty Tips.
Oh, Frosty Tips. And Pastora Soler, they did Milus. Milus.
It's Milus. Oh.
Can't go to work today, it's Milus. I'm sure that's not what they were singing about,
no?
But it's they got 145 points.
I really like Cyprus's contribution from
Billy Bam Bam.
Billy Bam Bam.
Billy Bam Bam, get away! Billy Bam Bam, get away! Billy Bam Bam, step in time. Yes, Billy Bam Bam became fifth. That was Konstantinos Christoforou, feat one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so basically the whole idea is they do this song contest, and it's an original song from that country, but it isn't a Eurovision song. The UK, as I've said, no surprise, they've done quite well recently. They've won the most in the song contest, 7 OGA wins, including from Coldplay and Adele and Lewis Capaldi, which I guess isn't surprising, because if you're putting up like Adele and Coldplay against some of the other, I don't know which artists they were against at those years, but it doesn't look like they're quite as renownedly known as some of those artists. I mean, I'm sure they'll still be known in their country, but compared to like Coldplay, who are, you know, international, global pop stars, it seems a little unfair.
Well, it does, doesn't it? Here's a really obvious question for you. Why aren't we putting these people up in real life? Like, why aren't we sending Dua Lipa to the actual Eurovision? Why not?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll give you an obvious answer. She doesn't need it and probably isn't bothered about doing it.
Just do it as a favour.
Go on, Dua. Just a little favour.
She's not that busy, surely. She could pop to Rotterdam, sing a little song.
I think she's pretty busy, Martin. Probably not at the moment, less so at the moment. But that's the answer, unfortunately. I mean, don't forget, we did send Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah, but she was really not busy, was she?
And Engelbert Humperdinck. And yeah, Blue. We sent Blue.
We did send Blue. Yeah, we sent Blue. But we sent Blue, do you know what I mean? We could have said Ed Sheeran.
Mm. But again, Ed Sheeran doesn't need it and isn't
We did send
about
Andrew
it.
Lloyd Webber. I wish we hadn't.
No, why did we send Andrew Lloyd Webber?
He didn't even do any singing.
No.
He didn't even play the piano.
No. He just sort of went...
No, he sat at a piano, but he didn't play, because you can't play instruments on... his role? It was just sit there.
It's the best night out he's ever had.
Oh, dear. Yes. Well, that's it, Nick. I wonder what would actually happen if all the countries in Europe sent their absolute A game.
It would be a different competition, wouldn't it?
It would.
I mean, it's interesting. The other acts did actually send some of their Eurovision people. So Italy sent Diodato, as we said. Spain sent Blas Canto. And I think there was another one as well. There was another Eurovision. Serbia sent Hurricane. So, yeah, some of them have been sending their own Eurovision people. But
which suggests, doesn't it, that those people are the actual big names in the country that they're from. They are the Dua Lipa of Spain or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So
what
are we
playing at?
She's
the Dua Lipa of Spain. Yeah. Well, yeah, but Dua Lipa is a lot bigger than these people are of their own country. I'm not to offend, but that is just a fact in terms of record sales. You know,
I'm gonna write to Dua Lipa.
Please do. Dear Dua.
I'm gonna write to her.
Dear Ms. Lipa.
Yeah. Dear Ms. Lipa.
Yeah.
Could you please do the Eurovision Song Contest? Because I think you'd win it and we wouldn't look stupid. Signed, Martin Williams.
Yes, thank you for that. Sincerely.
Sincerely yours, yeah. Martin Williams.
Thank you. I don't think she's going to do it. If you want to hold this bet, will Dua Lipa do... I mean, she won't do it next year, presumably. It'll be... what's his face?
Well, we don't know. We still don't know, do we?
We don't.
What songs going forward?
I imagine... Yeah, I think the worry is as well for someone like Dua Lipa, and I don't know why we're so fixated on Dua Lipa now.
Because she won the thing. She won with Let's Get Physical. It's a Eurovision hit.
I mean, that's not the song. that's a different song.
Sounds very similar.
There's the worry that she wouldn't win, and then, you know, it's a bit awkward for her, isn't it? If she's like a renowned pop star and she still doesn't win. It also Yeah. What?
She'd win it. Of course she would.
You don't know. People might just be like, why the hell has the UK sent this excellent artist? You know, they're just trying to win our votes by sending a really good artist. How dare they?
Yeah. I suppose so.
Oh, we're just going round in circles here. Dua Lipa isn't going to sing for the UK. I'll tell you. Right. If Dua Lipa sings for the UK next year, I will run naked down Trafalgar Square.
Okay, brilliant. I'm definitely writing to her.
Yeah, I'll do it right now. You've heard it here first. That's what will happen.
Whether you like it or not.
Right, well, on that bombshell, Martin, I believe it's your time for, what is it? What's the feature called?
I'll tell you what it's called. Trivia Time!
Very good. And yes, this is obviously where we pick out a little nugget of Eurovision history, something a little bit odd that's happened in the song contests gone by. And Martin, you've got a good one for us this time.
I'm going to take you back to 1985, where everybody wanted to see naked human flesh, it would seem.
Well,
especially when they
sounds
worked...
Sounds like my year.
Especially when they heard the name of the Swedish entry. My word, they perked up. It's called Bra Vibrationer.
Oh dear.
Goodness me. People were thinking, get that TV on quick. There's a song here called Bra Vibrationer. This is going to be great. Set the video, they probably said back in 1985. However, not the news they were hoping for when somebody mentioned that actually, if you translate that from Swedish into English, it's just called Good Vibrations.
Oh no.
Which is a little bit of a shame, really. However, there's more to this. Because if you had tuned in wanting to see a bit of the good stuff, then you That's bad, isn't it? Yes. If you wanted a bit of, you know, how you like it.
Why are you touching your nose like that? A bit of, you know what I mean.
Then that was given to you in 1985 because they did a little skit where one of the presenters turned up. She was wearing a skirt. She pretended to catch it on a nail. Oh, what a surprise. I've caught my skirt on a nail. The skirt rips away, leaving her there in just her pants.
Oh.
Could you believe it? Yeah. And everybody's going, oh, my word. They didn't even rehearse this. They'd planned it, but they didn't rehearse it because they thought that they'd be told they couldn't do it because it was too sort of scandalous. But then... So there she is in just her knickers. She pretends to be shocked for a few seconds. You can hear the gasps in the audience, oh my word. But then she just unfastens the flaps of the dress that she's wearing across her shoulders and it drapes down and it's this full-length white gown and it was all planned and all were amazed.
She did a Bucks Fizz.
She did, but in reverse. Well, she did a Bucks Fizz and then she got dressed again.
Yes. Yes, she sort of did a reinvented, a revolving, evolving Bucks Fizz.
A revolving fizz, yes, she did.
Yes,
and there
you
go. That is some proper trivia here on Trivia Time!
Thank you for a raunchy trivia time this time round, I think. I think you're getting a bit excited there.
I can't comment to that.
I didn't know what you were going to say. I can't stand up.
Oh, no, don't say that.
I don't know if we can keep that in, but I just wanted to say it.
I can stand up.
He's not, though, listeners.
I'm not going to, but I can.
He's not. Anyway, just a little thing. We are coming up to, as I said, we're coming up to June Eurovision time, and we're coming up to a time where we'd also like to speak to more guests. As you know, we have spoken to lots of people. Tuneville TV, Nat from Tuneville TV, William from WeeWee Blogs, Douze Poir. So we've had lots of chats with different
Cheerful
guests.
Cheerful Twins.
I'm sorry. Yes. I mean, I wasn't going to list every single person we spoke to. It's actually quite a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of people, but there's always more people we want to chat to, particularly on Junior Eurovision. So I'm just putting a shout out here now. Who do you think we should talk to next? Who would you like to see us speak to next? We're always up for suggestions. I put the suggestion out on Reddit, because if you don't know, there is an official Eurovision song contest Reddit, which you can go on. And thank you very much to Ram Laston, who said, what about Andy or Clara from Eurovox, if you like YouTubers, or maybe an old participant from the 90s or one of the new countries. So thank you much for that, Ram Laston. Thanks for your suggestion. If you have a suggestion for someone, it doesn't just have to be on Junior Eurovision, that's just because that's coming up. then please do get in touch. And shall I tell you how you can get in touch?
No, I think okay. Not, I didn't leave it for this week. No, go on then.
Oh, okay, fine. Right. Well, you can get in touch, obviously, with us on Twitter. We're @PoisNull. You can get in touch with us on Instagram, Nullpois Podcast. And you can email us as well. Have you got some non-news of the week? Email us at nullpoispodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, thank you very much. Well, that was very well done, and I'd give you 10 points to Gryffindor for that one. Very good. Yes, thank you for your company, and we will see you again on another edition of this very fine podcast with great music. Nullpois.
Bonsoir. Is it me then? Do you want me to do it?
I'll do it.
I can if you want.
No, I can do it. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, we can't laugh now because we can't put it in.